Okay, we have a fun game to play. It's the QB switcheroo. Tom, you have a list of quarterbacks, all who made the playoffs, and the question is, Jared Goff, would you switch him for this guy?
Correct. So every 14 quarterbacks here on this list, all postseason quarterbacks, whether they won or lost this past weekend, you saw them play. It was a great weekend of football for the most part. All right, the first two on the list, we're going to kind of rule out, right? Number one, Josh Allen. Everybody's taking Josh Allen over Jared Goff.
Correct.
Sorry, I'll turn my mic on. Yes.
Works better that way.
Yeah.
Everybody's taking Matthew Stafford over Jared Goff, right?
Yes.
Right now, in the moment. Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right.
And so let's just clarify. We're taking them for the here and now.
Yes. And this is a hypothetical fun game. We're not getting into the mud and all that.
Contracts just, or anything.
Would you rather have this guy than Jared Goff? All right. So first one, Justin Herbert.
This is a tough one for me because I'm a big Justin Herbert fan, but right now I would say no. I mean, you look at the turnovers, you look at, and it's hard to get a judge of him because that offensive line was decimated. He was, in large part, running for his life, yet they still won. They didn't have a running game all season long. At times they did, but they still won. However, I'll take Jared Goff right now.
Yeah, it's not like Jared Goff had much of a run game and any of the big spots this season, yet he finished with a ton of touchdowns, very few interceptions, yeah, high quarterback rating, high passing yards, and we just watched Herbert fall flat on his face. Mm-hmm. So I'll take Goff.
Would you rather have Trevor Lawrence or Jared Goff?
I'd take Goff.
I would take Goff as well. Still more yards, four less interceptions this year, his decision-making. Although, I mean, you start to get into, and this opens the door for all of those, gotta have a mobile quarterback.
All right, this is the one that I think is the automatic no, and I almost think we need a laugh track for it. Aaron Rodgers over Jared Goff.
No.
Yeah, I mean, this is where you get the J-Mo laugh, right? It's silly to think about this. Obviously, at the peak of his career, we would take Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterback. But right now, no.
Yeah, peak of his powers, MVP, Super Bowl, all that stuff. But that's clearly in the rearview mirror.
And he might be retiring, and we don't want a retired quarterback.
Yeah, that is a good point, Tom. We want someone to play games next season for us. By the way, for those that watched last night, like a very Pittsburgh performance, a double-digit loss in the playoffs. Again, that's now five in a row.
But it's, what, seven in a row losses?
Yeah,
they haven't won in the postseason since 2016.
Yep.
This one's interesting, I think. Bryce Young or Jared Goff?
No, it's not interesting.
Why is this interesting to you?
Are you kidding me? You want a little person running around back there that has to stand on his tippy toes to throw the ball? And I know, hey, they were in the postseason, but they didn't have a winning record.
You just mentioned that he can move around a little bit.
Oh, is that the only definition?
You don't want
to. Right, yeah. To answer all those people that want just a simple mobile quarterback.
All right, next one. And I find this one super interesting right now because the heat is on in Philly. Jalen Hurts or Jared Goff?
I'd take Jalen Hurts. And I think their offense was poorly organized this season. There's real talk about changing the offensive coordinator in Philadelphia. I've seen Hurts.
Oh, you mean they made a bad hire at coordinator after losing theirs?
Yeah, no kidding. I've seen Hurts roll up 300 passing yards in the Super Bowl. I've seen him win a Super Bowl. I know what he's capable of. And I think it's a higher ceiling than Jared Goff. I would rather have Jalen Hurts.
If you had asked me this question last year, I would have said Jalen Hurts. You're asking me this question this year, and I would say Jared Goff. Jalen Hurts looked very afraid to throw an interception. He's not taking chances anymore, and maybe it's because there's not a great relationship between him and A.J. Brown, his number one receiver. What should be his number one receiver? Devontae Smith, yes. Goddard, yes.
Some of this is he's got a great defense, so don't turn the ball over, and he doesn't turn the ball over.
No, he doesn't, but there you also need to score points to win. They weren't able to score points to win because he wasn't able to take enough chances. Then by the time he actually threw the ball to A.J. Brown, A.J. Brown forgot how to catch.
He looks like he was told this year not to run. And let Jalen Hurts be Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
And that's what they need to change OC. And, you know, he's got probably a couple years left where he can be pretty mobile still.
Yeah.
Let him be himself. Next guy, divisional foe, Jordan Love or Jared Goff?
Jared Goff. And this one, he's not even close. Jordan Love loves to throw the interception, the turnover at the worst time. He's more apt to do that than actually get something done.
And it's interesting because he cut down the turnovers this season. He had four touchdowns in their playoff loss. I thought he actually bridged the gap or tried to close the gap, but I'd still have Jared Goff.
You hear the afternoon show, they always attack you for going after Jordan Love and hating on him. I would accuse them of being Jordan Love honks.
Yeah, I mean, how about this? Did Jared Goff throw more touchdowns than Love this year? Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Did he have more yards? A higher quarterback rating?
11 more. He threw 2 less interceptions, but 11 less touchdowns.
Right. Again, higher quarterback rating, more passing yards.
Yeah, 1,200 less passing yards.
Yeah.
We moved to QBs we didn't see play this weekend. Bo Nix or Jared Goff?
No, Bo Nix is the limiting factor for the Denver Broncos. Tremendous defense. They have skilled players. And I know there were times this year where Bo Nix did play well, but he is the limiting factor. Jared Goff's not the limiting factor for the Lions offense.
No, Bo Nix had a couple, to your point, standout performances, including when he faced Green Bay. He threw for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. The problem is that was the outlier game this season for Bo Nix. There's still more meat on the bone. He's a young quarterback, but he's not where Goff is.
I misspoke there. I had C.J. Stroud as next on the list. He played last night. C.J. Stroud or Jared Goff?
I'd still take Jared Goff. C.J. Stroud threw for, 1,500 less yards this year. And I know that he missed some games. So the total numbers aren't necessarily a factor. But after year one, we thought, oh my goodness, C.J. Stroud exploding into the NFL. Since then, he's been very pedestrian.
To your point, more interceptions than Jared Goff this season. And
less games.
Less games.
Next one on the list. This is intriguing. Drake May or Jared Goff?
Drake May is a borderline MVP quarterback. I would rather have the young, blossoming superstar quarterback. I'd take Drake May.
I think this is a great example of Drake May having a very similar skill set in regards to being able to distribute the ball, being able to do a lot of things that Jared Goff does, yet it's Jared Goff that is mobile. So I would take Drake May.
Imagine asking this 1 year ago today. Sam Darnold or Jared Goff?
I give you the same answer I'd give you last year that I give you today. I'd rather have Jared Goff. Sam Darnold has some issues with the turnovers. He's had some issues in the red zone. And it's not like you're getting some high ceiling with Sam Darnold. It would be like if I said, you don't get any more mobility, but you get more mistake prone. No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, this year Sam Darnold was protected better than Jared Goff. His numbers in terms of, you know, sacks are there, but he still threw 14 interceptions.
Yeah, how about this? The only two quarterbacks that threw more picks than Sam Darnold, Geno Smith and Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'll take Jared Goff.
Another divisional foe, Caleb Williams or Jared Goff?
You want to go first?
So it's spicy because Caleb is making wild plays, but I think down in and down out, I'd rather have the precision, the accuracy, the time on target of Jared Goff. Now ask this in a year or two, and this may be a very different answer. But today, the question is today, I would rather have Goff.
Right, and that's exactly what I put. I said, not yet. And the potential is there, but there are still some moments where you're like, there's a wide open receiver and he sails it on him. I'm like, what are you doing? And it's not that we don't see misfires from Jared Goff either. I just believe that where Jared Goff is in his knowledge of the game and when to throw the ball away, when to dirt the ball, when to try and fit it into a tight spot, I would take Jared Goff over Caleb Williams right now.
And here's the thing. He took a big leap from year one to year two. This is not an anti-Caleb Williams. We're in Detroit. We hate the Chicago Bears quarterback. Last year, he was responsible for a ton of sacks, and he didn't take a lot of chances. This year, sacks were cut significantly, extended plays, and took more chances. He grew up a lot year one to year two. He takes a similar leap in year three and year four. He's going to be the best quarterback in this division.
Yeah, and I think the one knock, his completion percentage, has got to go up. He was the one little thing that happened Saturday night people overlooked because of the dramatic victory was he was 50% passing.
He had 2 picks, although one of them, it looked like Luther Burden was supposed to run an in route and just kind of left his quarterback out to dry.
All right, the last one. I'm going to give you some time here. This is what triggered this list yesterday. There was a tone on ticket text yesterday, several unsolicited texts. Brock Purdy or Jared Goff? And these people said this is why you can't win with Goff, because Purdy and his ability to just move in the pocket.
I think they're the same tier of quarterback.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Purdy had a couple picks in that playoff game. Did we watch the same playoff game? It's not
he didn't
like
have
he
four.
Well, Goff's never had 4 in a
we
game.
We had 3 last year in a fumble.
I know.
Well, I would rather have Kyle Shanahan calling plays and what he can do with the quarterback, because it was Brock Purdy. And this is where you see Mac Jones come in for 8 games. They keep their head above water. They still win more than they lose. To me, that is the system. Now, I'm not going to sit there and say that Brock Purdy's not a good quarterback. He is, but I think it's even. So I'll stay with Jared Goff.
You'll stay with Goff? All right, I'll be spicy. I'd rather have Brock Purdy.
Okay. Why? Why? Real quick,
because
why?
Because I think he can, his mobility just and pocket presence would help this offense and offensive line tremendously.
How about him being a little injury prone? Jared Goff doesn't miss games.
Yeah, that's a good one. Durability is probably his biggest knock right now. I don't know if that's coincidental or something that happens all the time yet.
Like, just
like
so people,
picking his injury, like it reminds me of kind of Matthew Stafford when he got hurt early in his career, that the injuries aren't related. It's just bad luck. Okay, Joe Burrow too.
I kept track of this. I only took 4 playoff quarterbacks over Jared Goff. John, I don't know if you kept track as we did this.
I did. Let me see here.
The only 4 I took were Allen, Stafford, Hurts, and May.
Oh, I only took 3.
Okay.
I took Allen, Stafford, and Drake May.
And I know we're up against this. Let me just make this point concisely. For people who are going, well, you guys are way too high on him. I watch Goff this year. He's not very good. Jared Goff finished this season with the 2nd most passing touchdowns in the NFL, the 2nd most passing yards in the NFL, and he was 3rd in quarterback rating behind the 2 guys that people are fighting over for MVP. He did this with a battered offensive line where he was sacked more times this year than at any point in his career, and a run game that didn't show up in any big games. So if you think we're being homers about it, I think the thing has turned a little too negative on Goff. Fix the O-line, and we'll be talking about him the way we should. Mm-hmm. It's 97.1.